It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Jay North Bunker from Venice, California writes, Dear Dr. Science, what is the last thing to go through an insect's mind before it smashes into your car windshield?
By a remarkable coincidence, science has recently shed light on this problem. After a long and diligent search, science located a number of psychic insects. We duct taped these telepathic six-legged creatures to the hood of a 62 Studebaker. Then we drove through Wyoming in August at 100 miles an hour. Tiny instruments picked up the final thoughts of the so-called normal insects as they smashed into the windshield. 23% of these final thoughts were, uh-oh. Another 25% were, oops, followed by 15%, which were simply, car. The remainder of these thoughts were a hodgepodge, including hungry, tired, whoa, big and shiny, and hey, watch where you're going.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree.
In science.
That's right.
Elena Centaur from Minnetonka, Minnesota writes, Dear Dr. Science, if sound can't travel in a vacuum, how come vacuum cleaners make so much noise?
Vacuum cleaners are in themselves silent. What makes the noise you find so offensive are the actual particles of dirt and pollution in the space being cleaned. If your living room were clean when you vacuumed, then your vacuum cleaner would make no noise at all. The flaw in all this, of course, is that if your living room were clean, you wouldn't be vacuuming. Since there's no such thing as a perfectly clean living room in this less than best of all possible worlds, scientists had to prove this hypothesis by vacuuming in outer space, itself a perfect vacuum. Space is also incredibly clean. Astronauts reported that even the most powerful, poorly maintained vacuum cleaners made absolutely no noise in space. Millions of your tax dollars went towards proving this.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Than you do.
That's right.
Marvin Bell from Oakland, California writes, Dear Dr. Science, while rummaging through boxes in my attic, I found my high school math book. Skimming through it, I saw a chapter on imaginary numbers. For the life of me, I can't remember anything about them. What were they? Were they real?
Imaginary numbers were part of a poetry in the schools program launched to help us keep up with the Soviets. Seems that the Russian scientists were also great poets. When they weren't creating life in a test tube, they were straining a metaphor or bombarding a troublesome word with neutrinos to force rhyme in a stanza. We were simply outclassed. So we invented imaginary numbers as a way for our slide rule crowd to feel artistic. The program was abandoned in the late 60s when the country went crazy over drugs and rock music. By then, everything was imaginary anyway.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.